Welcome. Good afternoon. Good day. Good evening. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is six things to help make the best out of any situation. Well, you know, recently, I mean, the world has gone crazy. It's gone insane. There's always something going on, and global indications like that winter storm we just had in February, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes all over the planet right now, and the pandemic. I could go on and on. Constantly unfolding situations so fluid, you feel like it's never going to end. And when it does end, you stand on the edge, ready for the next thing to happen, and whatever it may be. And while we can almost never be ready for the next situation, do not for one second kid yourself by telling others you're ready. The honest truth, no one is ever truly ready for the situation. We can get close, but do not go around kidding yourself and or anyone else, and especially yourself, that you're ready. Because the moment you kid yourself into believing you are ready, well, guess what? You're not. You're not going to be ready, and that's non-negotiable. So with that being said, ready or not, you have to roll with the punches, and you will be punched. I guarantee it in the gut. You're not going to feel it. You're not going to know what hit you. I guarantee it. You're going to get a hit in the gut. That is why when faced with any uncertain unfolding situation, we just have to buckle up, suck it up, and make the best out of any situation. And here are the six things I see as helping you make the best out of any situation. Number one, accept the fact that you are not prepared. Yes, it's a hard pill to swallow, but accept the fact that you are not prepared. Don't kid yourself, please. You may just save your life. There are two types of people that say they are prepared for any situation. 99% of them say they're prepared, and 100% of all of them are lying. I guarantee you, no one is prepared. Never, ever believe others when they say they're prepared. Never believe yourself when you say you're prepared. There are way too many variables for you to even consider, let alone try to cover 100% of them all the time, 100% of the time. See, once you accept the fact that you're truly prepared, then and only then will you be prepared. See, seriously, you're not prepared, and knowing that fact makes the best of any situation all the better. You are ready to face the uncertainty, and that's really what it's all about. Number two, audit. Audit yourself. Take audit of yourself. Take audit of the situation. Take audit of what you can contribute to a successful outcome of the situation you find yourself in. It's that simple. And about the audit, no funny stuff. No, don't pull any punches. Don't say, oh, I got this, because I guarantee you the moment you say, oh, I got this, is the moment you got nothing. Be honest with yourself. Be honest to yourself. Be honest for yourself. Be honest to those you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. You know, it's not going to happen. You tell me you're prepared, I'll laugh in your face. I guarantee it, because no one is truly prepared. So be truthful to yourself, especially when you're trying to do this audit and understand what's going on around you. Now, after auditing, take that information and build a plan. That's number three, make a plan. Now, while you might not have the luxury of developing an all-encompassing plan to help make the best out of any situation you find yourself in some cases, time may be of the essence, meaning it's not on your side. Time is not on your side. Therefore, make the assessment now and decide on a plan and prepare to launch that plan. You got no choice. Do, however, create some benchmarks or checkpoints to pause and check and adjust if necessary. More on that in a second. Now, once you make that plan and you decided this is the plan you're going to do, there's no turning back, there's no going back. Make the decision and stick to it. Number four, work the plan. Work the plan. See, the time to launch is now. Time may be of the essence, so time to launch is now. And you've made the plan based on your audit, and now you have to execute. There's no more room for waiting, no more room for faking it, and no room for waiting for the perfect time, because the perfect time will never arrive. You have decided on the plan, you have to stick to it. The plan cannot be altered at this point unless it is a matter of life or limb. Folks, what it means is you've built those checkpoints. Wait till you get to a checkpoint, and then let's talk about those checkpoints. Number five, adjust your aim as you go along. Adjust your aim as you go along. Even the most seasoned veteran sea captain knows that every ship, no matter how long he's been the captain of it, how small, how short, how powerful, how sleek, how fast, it doesn't matter. No matter even how long the journey is, every ship will go off course. That is why the captain will check his or her course every so often and make any needed adjustments to that course. By adjusting the course, it ensures that the ship arrives where it is expected to arrive, where it's expected to dock. By utilizing those checkpoints built into your plan, you can make those necessary adjustments. Number six, the AAR, or lessons learned. Once the situation is resolved and as soon as it's feasibly possible, gather all the participants and hold an after-action review. That after-action review, you sit down, you go through, well, here's what happened in hour one, or here's what we did on day one, here's how we did that. I think we wasted too much time here. We might have done this. And you have an open, honest discussion about it. And if it's just you, it's just you. If it's your team, it's you and your team, and your team has equal. Give your team equal opportunity, time to share their views. Leave no stone unturned, pull no punches, and ask the same of them. Use that time to create a lessons learned list. And using that information from the lesson learned list, prepare to make the best out of any upcoming future situations. Because even then, you're not going to be fully prepared for the next one. But you know what? If you know that you now need to stock more propane, then that's what you need to do. All right, now let's wrap this all up. Making the best out of any situation. First, accept the fact that you're not prepared to make the best out of any situation. You have to live with what you have. So how do you know what you have? You take an audit. Then you make a plan. Then you work that plan. Then you adjust your aim. You adjust that plan as you go along to make it fit. Maybe you don't need to heat up the entire house with just one Coleman stove. It's not going to do it. You're going to run out of fuel faster. Lessons learned. Again, that's where you put that information in there. Well, we used the fuel a little too long. Too much longer than we needed to. Things like that, or we need to plan ahead and buy more fuel. So again, accept the fact that you're not prepared, audit, make a plan, work the plan, adjust your plan, have an after action review, lessons learned, and here's a bonus, number seven. Act when it happens again, and it will happen again. Make certain not to skip number one, and number one is accepting the fact that you are not prepared. And folks, once you accept all of those facts and you start acting on it, you do those things, guess what? You really are going to make the best of the situation because you're going to roll with the punches. Anyway, so with that being said, if I missed anything, please put it in the comments section and let all of us know. Definitely share with us. And before we go, I invite you to please like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to click on that notification bell. I'm David Guerra. Thanks for watching. Until next time, take care.